You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Episode number 63.
Back up in this bitch.
Woo! Back up in your ass.
Hello!
It's good to be alive, man. The rain has returned to the Northwest.
It's interesting. So, like, it got super sunny all the way, like, in May?
In May and June, yeah. It was, like, 90 degrees in June.
And so, like, summer
fried
came my lawn super early. Does that mean that winter's going to come early?
I don't know, man. The entire world is a-changing.
It's shifting. We're going to hell. Fast!
Little boy, you're going to hell.
It's all good, though.
In a few short years, we're going to be celebrating Christmas the way the Australians do. Just super bright
some
and
sunny. Palm trees.
Yeah.
Mele Kaliki Maka, man.
There you go.
It's the Hawaiian way.
Nice.
Well, what's up? My name is Ian. This is Kevin.
Hey!
And Ryan the Beard.
Yo, yo.
So,
what's going on?
We're all still here. How was your guys' week, Ryan? What'd you do this week?
I had a pretty nuts week. Let's see. I got my board in, which is...
Oh, yeah, your mixing board.
Which is a big, big deal.
That's the biggest deal.
Yeah.
It's the biggest, most important part, right?
It's, I was explaining to my girlfriend, it's like, because she just wasn't...
Oh, she's your girlfriend now.
She wasn't fully grasping the gravity of why I was so excited. So I explained it. I was like, this is kind of the audio equivalent of getting a house.
Yeah.
Or, like,
right.
Having a kid.
Like
this
you,
is,
yeah.
This is
big
a
deal.
Huge,
you've done
huge
it.
Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so it...
That's the controller for your video game.
Yeah, exactly. So it showed up in this huge wooden crate, and the guy kind of pulled up the truck, and he's like, yep, here, got a big box here for you, a big pallet. I'm like, awesome.
Yes,
like,
sir.
Where should I put it? I'm like, because I wasn't expecting it for another day.
Oh,
and
no.
So all my friends were at work, and my roommates were off.
Oh, was that your
things.
Facebook post that was like, I need help moving a big, heavy box?
Yeah. And so this thing is sitting in my driveway, and I was sitting on the box.
I'm going to leave it
and
right
it,
here.
It was unwrapped, so it was just like a wooden box with some vent holes in it, and it was I was like, well, crap, it's going
to
rain.
And it's starting to rain, yeah.
Yeah.
No!
And so I kind of threw a tarp over it, and I wasn't going to let that thing out of my sight. So I just kind of sat on the tarp and sat there
you
on my
sat
phone.
Sat there with a shotgun on your porch.
Just like,
get away from my board.
Who can I get to help? And lucky enough, my buddy Ruby stepped up to the plate. We got it into my living room. And so now it's sitting in my living room as I wait for some final stuff to be done downstairs, and then it'll be installed and good to go. And
do you have all
not
the...
drop it?
Yeah, same with you, Mr. Dusty Strings.
That's true.
So do you have everything else you need except for that? Is that the final piece? You just need to plug it in and get everything hooked up?
There's a couple more odds and ends that I need that are on the way, and then we're still getting ready to install all the rest of the acoustic treatments, which is going to be kind of a week-long process.
And if anybody doesn't know, Ryan has a studio, a home studio in his basement that he's been building for how long now?
He's like, kind of a big deal.
Two and a half years, something like that.
I remember that Facebook post where you're like, hey, does anybody want to come over? I got a bunch of shovels. We're going to dig out my basement.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I got pizza.
It was a sweaty good time.
Yeah, man. You know, it was a good time. Blasted some metal and had a big conveyor belt that we were loading dirt on.
Loading it out.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Kevin came over and helped. Jabroni John.
Jabroni John.
Man, yeah, it's been kind of cool, you know, and a lot of friends have kind of pitched in here and there when I've needed things to help me out with different things, whether it be answering audio questions or, you know, helping me with some manual labor or whatever I need. So right. it's really been a process, but the board's a big... Big, huge thing.
You know how you can pay us back? Record a pound song.
There you go.
Yeah, get us a goddamn song.
That's first on the list.
Just
man.
One. Just one.
Oon.
One song.
Well, congratulations, man.
Yeah, man. That's sounds cool. Like a sounds like a solid week for you.
It has been. It's been a really interesting week.
You're feeling good,
I am feeling good. Yeah, it's been cool. A very emotionally up and down week. The day before that, I got really... awful, terrible news that I kind of want to tie into something else. Well, a news article we're going to go into
okay,
later.
Fair enough.
But yeah, my a very close friend of mine from back home went out and partied way too hard.
Uh-oh.
And is now in the hospital with zero brain activity.
Wow.
Damn. And it really, really sucks. And
damn you, drugs!
It's kind
was
of
it an accident. Was it a car accident?
Oh, it was an OD. And oh, you know that's just. The worst possible way that something like that could happen. And, you know, it sucks when
yeah,
you hear
dude.
News like that. It's just...
Because there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, and it's just in the back of your brain, and it's just such a... So that really sucked. So the day after I found out about that, I got my board, so it was kind of...
Weird. Weird week. Bittersweet.
Yeah, yeah. Very interesting week, but... You know, shout out to all the crew over at the Octopus Bar and some of my friends from the Iron Bull for, you know, being there for me when I was all not with it and bummed mm-hmm. out for, you know, helping cheer me up and
right.
kind of being there to chat with. So, you know.
That's cool. Well, so I'm sorry to hear about that, man.
Yeah. Well, life happens.
Yep. That's part of living.
Yep. Drugs, man. Don't do them.
Don't do it.
Or just know how to limit yourself. Come on.
Yeah, man. Moderation.
Kevin, seriously. What'd you do this week, man? What'd you get into? I know you had a week.
I did have a week. I'm gearing up. I am in the middle of a shit show at my day job because I'm transferring over to my new job that I was talking about last week, and they haven't hired anyone.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, come the fuck on. Seriously, I don't want to leave you guys and screw you guys. I actually like the company and stuff. But
at the same time, you're like, I told you I'm leaving.
Yeah,
right?
I told you I'm leaving. So they're
so
like trying to
up.
Hire someone. And so this next week, I'm going to be trying to do my job and also train someone. It's going to be hectic, but I'm going to be starting a new job on Friday at the Dusty Strings job. And also last week, it was announced that I'm the new official host of Loud and Local.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be...
Good.
Yeah.
It's in good hands.
Sunday nights, 11 to midnight.
We can twist Kevin to our warp ways.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it big, you know, trying to make it as vital, and not saying Jolene did not, but, you know, I'm saying that I just want to breathe new life into it a little bit, and I think that it's a super important part of f***ing the radio station that is sometimes overlooked. I mean, you could look at it and be like, it's 11 p.m. on Sunday nights. But really, it's the only exposure that local bands get aside from Metal Shop. So non-metal bands, they don't get f***ing played on KSW hardly ever, right? So,
yeah,
right.
Because
they're no Shinedown.
I want to make it a public service.
Well, and that's the thing. Max and I were just talking about that the other night, how Jolene did so much for the station. Like, she had all kinds of irons and all kinds of fires all over the place.
Yeah. Right.
And it, when you're doing that many things, it's hard to take
a little spread
such a
thin.
Small thing.
Yeah.
Thing and kind of grow, and I'd really love to see Loud and Local get extended by a couple hours eventually and like turn into a much more legit thing, have a lot more bands
coming
Kevin,
it's one of those things, Kevin, just let him do it for a while and then he'll go, hey Ryan, can I get another hour? And they'll be like, sure,
why not?
Why the hell not?
That would be awesome,
man.
Loud and Local at 10 hashtag.
Start it all over again.
Exactly.
Round
that's
two.
That's like too many syllables, man. Loud and Local at 10, yeah, at 7, so, man.
LNL at 10.
There you go.
So I've been busy just, I've been busy booking bands. I got this
Whoa.
Dude named King Dude coming up. I got Low There, Do I See My Brother. I have a band called Power, a band called Wreck. A few hardcore bands, a few punk bands. A lot of people hit me up, and I got a lot of fucking friend requests from random musicians that day.
Yeah, they're like, ooh, this is the guy.
Holler at your boy. So
it's a blessing and a curse.
If you're listening and you're in a local band and you're not like in a metal band, but you want exposure, you can hit me up. The official email is loudandlocal@kisw.com.
That's cool. Kevin, hosting Loud and Local.
I got my own little teaser that's like Loud and Local with Kevin Deers.
First and last name.
What's up, Malcolm?
Good dude.
Good times. What about you, Ian? How was your week?
Oh, I went to go get my green card renewed.
Yeah, you were talking about that last week.
And ironically, while I was in the parking lot, there was two cars in the parking lot, me and one other car, a van, that decided to back into my fucking car when we're the only two cars in the entire parking lot.
Did they smash you up?
No, not really, not bad. They were moving so slow. I just thought it was so ironic that we're like at the green doctor and this
guy
backs into me in the parking lot. It's like that scene in Austin Powers where he's on the steamroller and it's like, no, don't run over me. And he's like, move out of the way.
It's like, dude, could you at least wait until you leave the parking lot to spark your J?
Seriously.
Motherfucker.
Jesus Christ. So that happened. That was one thing.
But you got your security? You got your job insurance?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is just a big fucking joke. It's always been a joke. It's still going to be a joke. I don't even know. I need to actually find a job now, probably, because it's going to be all illegal, most of the stuff that I do.
Hey, you want a mailroom job in Bellevue?
No. New.
You know what I'm going to do on my last day of Bellevue? I have a lot of garbage accumulated at my house.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to litter all over Bellevue on Thursday.
Just take a garbage bag and just fly it out the window, just like debris behind.
You, Bellevue!
Dude,
nah, I'm just playing. It's
coming
all
right
good.
Around my van, dude. We can just like have garbage bags out the side.
Just tossed. I'm totally into that. Be prepared. It's like, just tell them that it's civil disobedience. You're protesting.
I'm protesting your Bellevue. Goddamn city. Yeah. Quote unquote city.
So pick up my garbage, motherfuckers.
You know what the difference between Bellevue and yogurt is?
Uh-oh.
Yogurt has live culture.
That's gross. That's gross.
Sip on some coffee.
All right. Well, since we're a metal show, we should probably talk about some metal news.
Let's do it. Do it.
This week, we start with a pretty bummer story. A couple weeks ago, we talked about Justin Lowe from After the Burial, who posted a pretty bonkers Facebook diatribe that was like 1,000 words long with like not really very with punctuation that was lacking.
It was very fragmented and
he was talking about how he felt like somebody was after him.
Yeah,
like
very
people
paranoid.
Were like conspiring to kill him, and then announced that his band was trying to kill him and like his family was trying to kill him, and then he disappeared. And then what happened is they found him dead this week. From what appeared like, they said the injuries were consistent with a fall from a high place. Either he jumped off of something, or he fell off of something, or somebody pushed him off of something. So it's a bum out, man. Because
it's awful news.
It was like a public meltdown, and now, you know, it's literally the worst ending that you could have to it.
Well, and the the really sad thing about this is in the letter that his sister wrote regarding it, she talks about how they were getting him professional help, and they thought he was making progress, and it just came as a complete and utter surprise to everyone involved. And, you know, it's really a shame. I mean, whether you like the band or not, the guy was an insanely incredible musician.
Yeah, like, totally.
Very, very skilled player and very skilled in multiple aspects of the arts. So it's
like one of those beautiful mind situations where the guy is like a, he was kind of like a savant in that he was so incredibly talented, but at the same time, that same part of his brain that was so overactive obviously had something else going on that he was having a hard time dealing with.
And I've heard multiple stories about Justin being somewhat of a interesting guy to socialize with. Like I've heard him being somewhat kind of off in his own head and a little bit lacking in social skills. But you know, in a lot of cases, when you have an artist that is that good at what they do, I really think it's a function of more time spent on the instrument and on the arts and less time socializing, which leads to things being a little bit shaky.
And that being that attitude and that obviously his mental state combined with being in a huge band and playing publicly all the time and like people knowing who you are and stuff like that, it's got to be just a weird combination of a way to live.
Yeah.
So it's just really unfortunate. So if you get a chance, they have a couple of really awesome records. Check it out.
Their second album, Rare Form, is absolutely killer. That record rips. It's goddamn great.
So, you know, obviously mental illness isn't a joke. If you see somebody having a problem, you know, do what you can to help them out.
Absolutely.
It's a hard place to interject yourself, obviously.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a direct family member.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know.
Well, you know, the way that I've always approached it, and I think others should approach it, is if you see a friend that is having a problem, whether it be a mental problem or a substance problem, the best way to say it is just like, hey, look, man, I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life or what to do. I just want you to know that as a friend, I'm worried about it.
Right.
And I want to have this conversation because I want you to get help if you need it. If you want to tell me to fuck off, feel free.
Go ahead.
But
yeah.
Me saying this now prevents me from being crushed later on if and when something bad does happen. So I don't end up in this position where I'm just like, I should have said something, you know?
Right. Well, do what you can when you can. And if you need, just there's lots of resources out there for, you know, mental health issues. So rest in peace to Justin Lowe from After the Burial, man. Just it's rough. We all went to Mayhem Festival this year at the White River.
Yes, we did.
Amphitheater.
We were one of like 3,000 people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We noticed that they shut down the lawn completely. Nobody was allowed there because I think if they had had it open, it would have looked so empty and sparse in there.
Yeah.
That it would have looked like no one was there.
Yeah. And it's not like this is something that we really saw coming. I mean, last year, when Avenged Sevenfold headlined, it was packed all the way up to the grass. Years before that, you know, we've been going to Mayhem as Metal Shop for 5 years now.
Right.
And every year, it's been huge. But this year was just incredibly disappointing. There were only two stages. Not saying that that's disappointing that there was only two stages, blah, 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 blah. But I'm saying it was scaled down a bit.
Yeah, compared to years past, it was a shadow of itself, kind
of.
That's what it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
Half of the entire amphitheater was just closed off. There's usually like that entire other side that's got like the bar, place to get more food, all those bathrooms over the other side where you can get up on the lawn and down the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just weird. And I didn't notice until we got to the side stage and we looked out and we were like,
Damn.
Yeah.
This is awkward.
Apparently we're not the only ones, though, as the tour has gotten less people than they were expecting all over the tour. This past week, Slayer's Kerry King was interviewed and basically said, this is probably the last time you'll see Slayer on Mayhem, and potentially the last time Mayhem will even happen. He said it's pretty much just like a glorified Slayer show. He said that...
I wonder if they're how much money they're losing every day.
Oh, man, yeah.
A lot.
This week on MetalSucks.net, they kind of had a bit of an op-ed explaining seven reasons why they think...
That's a lot of reasons.
Yeah, why Mayhem Festival has kind of fallen off of its huge, huge high horse... or its huge pedestal, or whatever the fuck you want to say, whatever that term is. So, number one is weak headliners.
This quote right here is the most important one that Kerry King said. This passage, I think.
He says, without the extra stages, it's basically a glorified Slayer show. Let me put it to you this way. Last year, Slayer, Suicidal Tendencies, and Exodus played the Eagles Ballroom in Milwaukee and sold it out. Mayhem came through 10 days ago and didn't sell it out. That's what I'm going up against here.
And it's that huge tour package, like that rock star, you know, energy thing.
Kevin Lyman, one of the guys who actually started Mayhem Festival, was quoted as saying, metal has gotten gray, fat, and bald. It's failed to kind of attract the younger audiences and whatnot. So, also Slipknot, Mayhem organizers made an offer to Slipknot to headline the festival, which obviously would have made it huge.
Right.
Obviously, Slipknot's playing Pain in the Grass this year, so this is going to be...
We gotcha!
So we're probably going to sell the fuck out of that one. But Mayhem Festival...
Oh, we are.
They were not able to get Slipknot, and they decided to do their own headlining tour. So Mayhem went to quote-unquote mainstream. I don't know about that.
I don't know. I don't think I agree with that at all, actually. Only in terms of, like, maybe pandering to the weird underage internet crowd via the, like, Victory Records stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the YouTube metal kids that grew up that way. Slayer and King Diamond being too mainstream, I would argue against that because in years past, it's like Rob Zombie, mm-hmm. Avenged Sevenfold.
Asking Alexandria.
Bands that get played, you know, on radio all the time. It, like Korn or whatever.
Godsmack.
Right. And, so that I don't agree with that point at all.
The one that I do agree, there's a few others, but the one that I agree with the most is it says it doesn't feel like a festival anymore. When there's two stages and it's just very scaled down, it just doesn't have that same feel.
Like, yeah, why am I driving to bumfuck Auburn to have to go to that? You know what I mean?
And
shouldn't it be at like WAMU in Seattle or like...
Yeah.
If you're only going to do two stages...
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
So, all in all, Mayhem Festival, I hope it still sticks around, and I hope that there's a...
They might, I don't know.
They have a new life to it, but, you know, maybe its time has come, and there's something that needs to revitalize the summer tours.
That's what they say here, Ozfest.
Summerfest.
Had its time.
Yep.
That's not happening anymore.
Remember the last time they did Ozfest, where they gave away the free tickets? You bought, like, Monster Energy drinks?
Yeah, free fest.
Yeah.
I went to that, it was Black Sabbath and Zakk Wylde, or Black Label Society.
And I think Hatebreed, mm-hmm. Bury Your Dead.
Yeah. Yes, there were some
and Nile. Yeah. And they lost so much fucking money.
Yeah, how are you going to make it free? I mean, unless you know you're going to lose the money.
That's crazy. But yeah, so maybe its time has come, maybe not. We'll see, I guess. Summer Slaughter, obviously, is still doing its thing.
Well, that biffed it in the Northwest.
Yeah, they just started skipping the Northwest altogether, though. So let's just hope they don't do that.
Thanks. Ghost was the band Ghost Beast became Ghost BC because they got sued by some other band that was called Ghost. Apparently, they're no longer legally obligated to use BC anymore, in the U.S. at least. They made a point of saying that it was a bunch of horse. He said there never was a lawsuit. Basically, I just have to explain myself. It had to do with their label. It's not anti-American, but the label in America was so conscious about them being sued that they made them do it preemptively. So there wasn't ever actually a lawsuit. The label was just like, hey, there's other bands, we're worried about this. Just toss that little BC on there and you'll be okay.
So it wasn't like official, really. It was just like,
right,
you should probably do this.
So apparently now they're just like, nah. They're just being ghosts now. So, cool. News.
All right, so Warbeast guitarist Drew Shoup suffered a brutal hand injury.
Oh, God, I saw that picture earlier.
Injury, and I apparently he was washing a blender blade. It was not plugged in. It's not like he had the blender on and like
put his
hand in there. But yeah, I scrolled down to the bottom and looked at the picture,
gross.
And I just jumped out of my skin.
It was a fat-ass nick.
I mean, it is... that is deep. Does not look good.
What happened is he was cleaning the blender, and his cat jumped on it.
Ugh!
Like, jumped on him with a thing in there, and it just, like, gouged it so deep into his hand that it cut the tendons.
The cat's got to die.
His left hand or his right hand?
Oh, is his left hand.
His left hand. So that's his guitar hand. Which finger is it?
It is first and second fingers.
Ooh, those are kind of important when you're playing guitar.
And it's barely hanging on.
It is down there, like right in the first two joints,
right in the juicy gummy parts.
The finger doesn't even, it's like skin holding it.
Oh, God.
So they said, though, that he's going to be fine after a while.
Mm-hmm.
So he's there. They got him all sewn up or whatever, and it's going to take some time. He's got to do some physical rehab in order to be able to, you know, move your fingers again after they almost got cut off by your goddamn cat.
And he's like, but I'll be back on tour next week.
I'm going to play with my feet.
Dude, that's crazy. Well, we wish you the best, and I hope your hand heals. But I want to stop f***ing looking at this because it's really nasty.
Just close the picture, man. Avenged Sevenfold and drummer Aaron LJ have parted ways.
This guy was really cool.
He was nice. He was a nice guy. And
He's very young.
I played with him for about 4 years because The Rev, their old drummer, passed away in 2009. Mike Portnoy played with them for a while.
And they're like, you're too good.
Either that or like, we don't want to pay you.
Or they're like, why is this awkward old dude in our band? This is weird.
Like, they're all like hanging out in their back room and they're like hot rock star chicks and things and getting all f***ed up, and Mike walks back. It's like, hey guys, what's up?
Want to listen to some prog rock?
Who wants to listen to Yes's first album?
Either
it's
that
great.
Or Mike Portnoy was like, hey, let's write some songs that don't suck. And they were like, no, you're out of the band. So Aaron LJ played with him for 4 years. And now they've parted ways. They didn't really say why. They were just like, thanks, we're grateful, blah, 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 and we'll appreciate your support. So it doesn't say anything. It just says, like, he's gone. So they need to find a new drummer for Avenged Sevenfold. Who's in? Who's in?
Who's in?
Who's in?
We have
make
been
a lot of money.
We've been following the racist rants of several people on the Metal Shop Backstage Pass podcast.
God.
And if you've been listening to for the last couple years that we've been doing the show, you may know that Malevolent Creation are known racist dicks.
Yeah, they've been 86 from the airwaves of KISW, at least on Metal Shop.
But we can talk shit about them, or at least, you know,
we should.
We don't need to talk shit about them.
Somebody
needs
to call this out.
The thing is, we're not even talking shit. We're just talking about...
We're just literally repeating what he said.
Yeah, so...
You don't even have to talk shit. This is him being a fucking ass.
Jay Black from Malevolent Creation went on a Facebook tirade, all in caps, because it's super fucking important.
Let me read this. I got this.
And then he posted the video, Obama the Muslim, his own words. Ryan, I want to hear it. Give me your best Jay Black.
Normally, I try to avoid the news and politics, but I have to say, times really have changed over the years, what with all the events that have taken place on 9/11. It's sad to know that our country has been run by a Muslim for this long time now. What a disgrace to the American flag. Go back to Islam if it's so great. F*** your culture and f*** your Quran. This is America, you fraud. One more year and this ridiculous run is finally over for all you idiots who voted him in. I say we take back our country in 2016 and return to our children the Pledge of Allegiance back to its rightful owners, Americans. Seriously, someone please tell me something. Who let this guy in office for 2 terms?
All in caps locks.
Good times. Thanks, Jay Black from Malevolent Creation.
Racist, you're still a fucking dick.
Speaking of racists, yesterday, actually, on Friday, WWE parted ways with the Hulkster.
Ugh.
Hulk Hogan was, So a few years back, Bubba the Love Sponge and Hulk Hogan were involved in this, like, sex tape thing where Hulk Hogan had sex with Bubba the Love Sponge, a radio show host who's kind of really infamous and terrible and has just given radio a terrible name in Florida area. And so... Hulk Hogan boned his wife. They got it on tape. It was this whole sketchy thing. But audio from that was leaked this week and was found that he was saying some terrible, terrible racist things about his daughter dating a black guy. And he said some words that were very offensive. He was also had a radio interview where he continued to say the N-word over and over and over. He was like, yeah, I'm friends with all these rap guys. They always call me the N-word. So I'm like, what's up, N-word? Hey, N-word. Hey, N-word. Hey, N-word. Hey, N-word. He said it like 10 times. It was pretty gnarly. Like, he obviously is very comfortable with saying that word.
Whoa.
So WWE.
God, Hulk.
You know.
What the hell, dude?
It's huge because Hulk Hogan was the WWE back in the day. He was the champ, right?
Yeah, everybody was a Hulkamaniac. You know?
Exactly. So Hulk Hogan was taken off of WWE.com. All references to Hulk Hogan.
Oh no, they're going to take him out.
He took
of
him
everything?
Out of the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
they took him out of the Hall of Fame.
That too.
They essentially erased his. They Chris Benoit this guy.
Oh man, and so, he didn't even kill anybody.
Nope, he's
he didn't even kill his wife and kids.
So he got fired. He got all of references taken down from him, and he got taken out of the Hall of Fame. And someone came up to him and stole his Hall of Fame ring and threw it on the ground. No, I'm just kidding. I
was going
to
say that's a good way to get your ass beat.
No, I'm just
by
playing
the Hulk. The thing is, though, they can't steal his millions and millions and millions of dollars that he's made off of it all.
That's just his ex-wife and the divorce.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's not looking good for the Hulk right now, man. What's going to happen to him?
I don't know.
Part of the thing he said is at least, like, I don't, you know what? I'm not even going to repeat it.
My belief is that he is tanned so much over the years that he literally thinks he is black. He looks
oh,
at
like
his skin.
Oh, like Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah, he looks at his skin, and it's so leathery and like beef jerky looking that he's like, hey, I think I'm black. I can say the N-word. No, you can't, Hogan.
Sorry, Hogan.
So now you can go online and buy Confederate flag Hulkamania shirts.
Oh, God.
I'm just playing.
Somebody will make it. Somebody will make it. Somebody will. That sucks.
Good job, brother.
Dude. It sucks when you find out that one of your heroes is a real dick.
Well, I always knew Hulk Hogan was a dick. I knew Hulk Hogan was a dick when I found out that it was an interview a long time ago from Jesse the Body Ventura, who said that he was trying very hard to start a wrestler's union back in the day.
Who, and Hulk was?
Jesse Ventura was.
Okay.
And this is one of the reasons he was fired. So he was trying to start a wrestler's union.
Yeah, of course Vince is going
to
stomp that.
To give benefits and everything. And they had almost the amount of people to start the union, but they needed Hulk Hogan's help because he was the biggest star. So they went and talked to him. And because he was making so much money and he was so like threatened by this, he went and told Vince, and all those wrestlers who were starting tried to start the union got fired. So
thanks,
Hulk Hogan's a bitch. So
you're a snitch.
You know that movie The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke, how he's all like fucking beat up and destroyed and he doesn't have benefits and all that? It's because of Hulk Hogan. Motherfuckers like happened like that.
Thanks, Hulk.
Racist bastard.
Shai Hulud has a new song. It's called Colder Than the Cold World. They have a new record, which they don't say is coming out anytime soon, but it's 50 seconds. So I'm just going to play the whole thing. Her approach to indifference was never our eternity plan. Don't be the woman she was striving to be. This was not the way. Where he was, what you think, he was never more common man. To be the standard she held to those who scorned. This was not the way. No. No. No.
Sounds like Open Fire.
What?
I'm just playing. That's pretty cool. It doesn't really sound like Shai Hulud to me
not at all.
Doesn't have the
I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool though.
I like that. I like following that band on Facebook. It's Matt Fox always has something interesting and intelligent to say. I do like that.
Moving on to a news article with absolutely nothing interesting or intelligent to say.
Oh, God.
Beef.
Attila and Census fail to very not...
Brutal.
These two bands don't like each other. And one band...
Well, Attila is like the most garbagey creation in the history of heavy music.
And Census fail isn't that far behind.
Well,
so,
like, Attila's right up there with, like, a mirror... And, like, just joke-ass bands that talk about some really offensive sh**.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see you s**t his d**k.
Yep. So, anyway, The guys from Census Fail have accused Attila of being homophobes.
See,
duh.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Put a sign up at their merch booth that said as much, and...
All right, Census Fail, honestly, I'm not a fan of that band, but those guys legitimately like hardcore music and like metal. Like, their band, not my thing.
Right.
But that dude always gives shout-outs. I remember he gave a shout-out to Barricade. He always wore Nightmare merch. He, Buddy from Census Fail, seems like a legit dude. I'm just going to throw that in there.
But anyway, so they kind of got into a Twitter beef back and forth started talking S at each other. And the guy from Census Fail was saying, keep dropping my name on stage, you fucking coward. Warped is literally a big baby bitch fest this year. I miss Every Time I Die in Terror and Stray from the Path. And Census Fail replied with, Amir, rather, and Census Fail replied with, was just outside your bus talking to your crew, said that you wouldn't come out. the guy from Attila said, at least my life rules. I wish everyone was as happy as I am. And the dude from Census Fail responded, when you're ready to talk, come find me. My bus is right in front of yours. So
called him out.
We'll see what happens with that. I mean,
that was the guy from Attila versus the guy from Census Fail.
You know, and as Kevin said, if I were to take sides on this, I would prefer Census Fail. But I mean, and it's kind of
guy on Twitter goes, "Hey, quit dropping my name on stage, you fucking coward!" And then the guy goes, "What are you going to do about it? I'm standing outside your bus.
I'm here, dude.
You're going to call me a coward? I'm right here."
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm okay, sorry. I'm an internet f***ing tryhard.
What's his name? Franzilla, the dude from Attila that was on, Made, I Want to Be in a Band or something. This is his tirade. OMFG, some of the bands on Warped are f***ing cowards. I'm not going to tag anyone because the coward bands are small as f***. But seriously, if your bitch-ass band is going to leave a sign at our merch calling us homophobes and say it to my face, bunch of f***ing cowards, bunch of f***ing nobodies, trying to throw shade to gain some f***ing fame, f*** a pussy-ass coward. Say shit to my f***ing face. I'm not a f***ing bitch. If I have a problem with someone, I knock on their bus door and save it to their face. F***ing boohoo-ass bitches.
I'm at your bus door right now.
Exactly.
I wish everybody was as happy as I am.
That guy...
Shut the f*** up.
He's a walking piece of shit. Speaking of not walking pieces of shit, Nile rules. Nile has a brand new... That was like a segue
of the week. Segue of the week, man.
Niall has a new song.
Not walking pieces of shit.
Speaking of the opposite of garbage.
Do Niall.
Sick and brutal.
Thanks, little Chris. So everybody's doing these lyric videos recently, right?
Yeah.
And that's what this is. But in the background, it's all like war footage of like recent stuff. It's like videos of ISIS like smashing like statues and like relics in museums and shit like that.
I want to read what they have at the beginning of this video.
They really are legitimately intelligently calling out religion based on history. Because that's their whole deal, you know?
It's totally.
Like, yeah, can I read this off, or should we wait till the...
We should do it for, like, brutal poetry at some point or something. I mean, like, what do you want to read off?
No, just the disclaimer at the beginning of this.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
All right, so at the very beginning of this music video, there's this huge disclaimer, like a big one, that just says, this music video contains common everyday newsreel imagery illustrating the insanity and futility of war as a tragic result of a clash of ideologies. This video's sole purpose is to bring attention to the wanton destruction of artifacts in the Middle East. Neither Nile nor Nuclear Blast endorse any political or religious agenda with this video. Nile, as students of Egyptian history, are concerned about the preservation of the cultures of all peoples of our greater global community. And in the lyrics...
There you go.
The lyrics are freaking gnarly, man. Like, direct...
Yeah, it's awesome. It's laser tactical.
Yeah, it is.
It's pinpointed.
Yeah.
Damn.
You guys like Overkill? I like Overkill.
I'm down with Overkill.
I like some Overkill. They're fun.
They just inked a new worldwide deal with Nuclear Blast Records, who seems to be scooping everybody up these days. They just got Slayer. I mean, there you go. They are going to be putting out a box disc of 14 CDs, man.
Holy crap!
Pretty much everything they've done from 1995 to 2007. It's coming out October 16th. They must have like gotten clear of like some other deal, and they're like, "Let's just re-release everything."
Dude, this box set looks badass too. Holy crap!
Oh hell
look
yeah,
that
it
thing.
Does. That does look pretty sweet. It looks like a Trivial Pursuit box, but way cooler.
Yeah. It's like it almost looks like a supervillain logo, you know?
All right, kids, let's listen to Overkill.
14 CDs. Whoa. Nice.
And it's got a bonus CD that's got a bunch of their demo songs, a couple of remixes, and a Man in Black Johnny Cash cover.
Sweet.
Ooh. I want to hear that.
I want to hear that live. That'd be cool.
Yeah, they need to come back again. That band always rips.
And it's always a good show. Live show is always super on point.
Metal Allegiance has another trailer. It's number 3. It's 1 minute long. Let's listen to what they have to do. If you've been listening to the podcast, you already know what we're talking about by now. Supergroup Metal Allegiance. September 18th.
History tells us it's always the same.
That's awesome. I like it. It sounds like they're not like trying to take it too seriously. They're just kind of jamming.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear that whole record. That's going to be cool. September 18th, Metal Allegiance.
God, Randy Bly's been busy as hell this year. Good Lord. The book came out, new Lamb of God. He's got this. He's been doing this project. He's doing that other supergroup, the Teenage Time Killers thing.
Damn.
That's right.
Yeah, he's a busy guy.
He's like, he got out of prison. He's like, I'm doing it all.
I got all the stuff I got to do. Fear Factory's just announced a U.S. tour, but they're not coming here. So,
damn it.
Screw that. Let's see what else we got. Opeth is releasing a coffee table book.
Nice. Which
sounds like something
that's kind of
they just
want to
check off the list.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right.
There's a wall of death.
Would you like a cup of tea? Would you like to sit down and discuss Opeth?
I'm down.
Would you like to look at this imagery and let's have a conversation?
Let's listen to Blackwater Park and talk about the finer things in life.
Sounds like something Michael Akerfeld would actually do, though.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
The Wall of Death, first time ever recorded, a 360-degree webcam, one of those... God. An awesome 360-degree camera during Heaven Shall Burn show, one of those huge Wall of Deaths, and it's really cool looking. Obviously, you cannot see it.
I haven't seen this yet. I would like to
let's check it out.
Witness this. They were in Spain at Resurrection Fest.
You got to kind of click on the little arrows up in the left corner.
Oh, really?
And you can move the viewer around.
Oh, I got it. Oh, I'm going to go backwards then. Oh, it's like in the pit. Yeah, you can... Whoa! Okay, I see what's going on there. It's like Google Maps of a mosh pit.
That rules.
It's like the thing that's strapped to the top of the car when they're like doing Google Street Maps.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that. Let's get one of those in every mosh pit.
Megadeth has a footage of the new lineup performing for the first time. Obviously, guest drummer Chris Adler of Lamb of God is performing with them now. They've got Kiko of Angra on guitars and Chris Adler doing it. And they played at the Quebec City Festival d'été de Québec.
In Canada. All right.
You take a mortal man.
Wait, this is live?
Allegedly, yes.
And put him in control.
This is the new lineup.
Whoa. This footage is nuts.
This camera's making me, like, motion sick.
Yeah.
the logo on fire.
This is great filming, dude. It's like a f***ing movie quality.
It's pretty sweet.
It's like feature film. Dave's like, Metallica put out a movie? Well, we're gonna put out a movie 2 years later.
Dude, as much as we talk about Dave Mustaine and all the crazy dumb he does, Megadeth is f***ing awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Totally.
Check the solo.
That's cool seeing Chris Adler play with him.
Yeah, it is.
He's such a beast.
That's Mustaine ripping that solo.
Hell yeah.
I read in an interview this week that Dave Mustaine said that he picked Kiko to play guitar because he's the one that he felt most intimidated by as a guitar player.
Huh.
It's kind of a big
compliment.
At least
he can admit that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know. I feel like for all the dumb that he says, he knows how to play his guitar, you know. Mm-hmm. So.
And absolutely. Angro is nothing to shake a stick at. That band is freaking good at their instruments. So, made a good choice, man.
If you're going to be in Boston anytime soon...
or if you want to be in the Ghostbusters.
I guess this week, they're doing some filming for the new Ghostbusters movie. And they're pulling, like, an Ace Ventura, and they're putting, like, a heavy metal music scene in the new Ghostbusters movie.
Cool.
And this is what the Boston Globe reports. Ghostbusters is filming a big concert scene at the Wang next week, of all places. And the movie's casting director is looking for extras. They said they're looking for people 35 and under, as well as older people who look like metalheads, to play the audience at a heavy metal concert in a scene that films from July 28th to the 30th. He says the job doesn't pay big bucks, but parking and lunch are free, and you'll see some ghost busting in action.
Nice.
So to apply, send a clear and recent photo with your name, age, and number to heavymetalcasting2015@gmail.com.
Do it, Ian.
Would you play the Wang?
Yes. They're filming a scene at the Wang.
Big Wangs.
That's cool, though. Nice. They're going to have a metal. There's probably going to be some weird ghosty going on at a heavy metal show.
Slimer's in it.
What kind of band do you think it's going to be?
That's Metal Sucks was saying that they hoped that they weren't going to do a repeat of what they were doing in Airheads, where the people were like, not they're really metal. They were like throwing up the hang loose signs instead of like metal horns, and they were just hopefully they do it right. So
yeah,
Carnifex is going to be coming through town. They're going to be playing on October 11th in Seattle at Studio 7, and on October 12th in Spokane. If you want to make the drive, it's the Decade of Despair North American tour. Obviously, they've been around for 10 years, and they're going to be playing with Black Tongue, Lorna Shore, and The Last 10 Seconds Alive. So if that's your thing, make it out October 11th.
All right, that does it for our podcast this week. And on Metal Shop, we had a heavy metal legend in the studio, because Chris Barnes from Cannibal Corpse, 6 Feet Under, and a bunch of other bands recently moved to the Northwest and put out a great new record. And we're first going to do Brutal Poetry with Chris, him doing his own song, which is always excellent. And then following that up with the interview and some of the new 6 Feet Under. So thanks again for listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass number 63. And we'll see you again next week. It's about that time in the evening where we kind of calm things down just a little bit and enter what we like to call the Brutal Poetry Lounge, where we investigate the inner workings of finer death metal lyrics. And because we have one of the eminent brains in death metal lyrics,
I can't believe you guys are making me do this again.
Yes. This is my favorite part of life. All right, so in the Brutal Poetry Lounge, we've got Chris Barnes doing a 6 Feet Under classic from 1999's Maximum Violence. Here's Hacked to Pieces. Take it away, Chris.
Butchered, born to bleed. No known cure for my disease. I'll start to slice and kill and maim. I'll pick up a hammer and smash in your face. Torn up, I'll continue to kill you. I'll grab a knife and stick it in you. Your body mangled, drenched in blood, blood pulverized, I'm on another attack. Don't turn your back, I brought my pickaxe. Look into my eyes, these eyes are dead. As I kill, I still shoot blood. Torn up, I'll continue to kill you. I'll grab a knife and stick it in you. Your body mangled, drenched in blood, dead. Torture unbearable. Hallucinate to victimize. More killing underway. Your flesh will bear my pain. Dislocated, reconnected, stitched together, obscene pleasure, profane vision, hacked to pieces, severed, worm-infested, dismembered in your coffin. I'll dig you up just to kill you again. I will violate you. Rot, rot, rot.
Wow. Amazing. You're like the Morgan Freeman of death metal.
Does that mean he is God?
Yes, he is!
He is the voice of God!
He is Satan! 6 feet under, hacked to pieces. Chris Barnes, you're a professional.
Thank you, sir.
This is Brutal Poetry! Rock of Seattle, our Saturday night tradition, playing you some heavy metal, and right now, tonight, in this very room, Mr. Chris Barnes from the one and only 6 feet under. How the hell are you, my friend?
I am doing well. Thanks again for having me here, and you guys are looking good tonight.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, man.
Likewise. We're a bunch of dapper gentlemen in here.
Yes, we are.
Last time we had you in studio, we mentioned that you are now living in the Northwest. So, since we had you on last, have you been enjoying it?
I've settled in like an old moss.
Nice.
That is an excellent description.
If you're ever like hanging out in Seattle and you walk by a dude with dreadlocks, he kind of looks like Chris Barnes. Chances are it is Chris Barnes. And you're like, holy crap.
I've seen several of my friends post like, did I just walk by it? And I'm like, yeah, probably.
Actually, yeah, you did.
You did.
It was me.
So have you been here for one full year yet? Have you experienced all four seasons in the Northwest so far?
It will be at the end of next month, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so pretty much. And I love it. I should have been here 20 years ago. You guys are home to me. So
that's awesome.
Well, we want to make the Rock your home, your second home. Anytime you want to come up to KISW and kick it on Metal Shop, man, you are more than welcome.
Those
and
are
be Uncle Chris.
Famous last words right there.
Next week we show up, they're like, you're not allowed in because Chris Barnes has your job now.
The station's burning like a fat Cheech and Chong joint the next time we come in.
It's on fire. No, it's just Barnes.
Chris is back. Awesome, man. Well, we know you guys have been working on the new 6 Feet Under record for a while. You guys went on tour with Machine Head over in Europe?
No. We did
something else that I'm...
Yeah, we did a festival tour over there in April called Hate Fest.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, and then we put the album out. It came out in April, so the new album's out called Crypt of the Devil, and all the fans are digging it, and all the people that hate us are hating it, so...
Haters gonna hate.
That's awesome. How it works.
So more classic 6 Feet Under then. The haters hate and the lovers love it.
Yin and yang, man.
I feel it, man. Well, we're going to rock some of it. And this is also going out to Lord Marco, who is in studio. So it's pretty cool working with Lord Marco, huh?
Yeah, he's one of a kind. And he's a real, real good dude. And I don't know a better drummer out there, man. The dude is manic, you know?
He's a beast.
He's spread thin with many projects, yet he maintains.
He holds it together.
And he has a day job and, like, three kids.
And three kids, yeah, and he's a great, great dad, man. I mean...
That kicks ass.
Yeah, he's a good person and just a blast maniac.
All right, well, let's play a couple of songs here. Let's play Gruesome and then Break the Cross in Half.
Okay.
All right. Chris Barnes in the studio. Call us now. Harass him. All right, here it is. Gruesome, new music from 6 Feet Under on Metal Shop.
Yes.
Screaming all parts in you, some hard-hearted, nonsense. Shop is on 99.9 KISW.
Under on Metal Shop.
I have always appreciated how you do the low burly growls and then you do those like high, just high pitched gnarly ones.
He's got range, man.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just fanboying out a little bit over here.
I try my hardest.
When's the first time you figured out that you could do that? Were you a very young man? Were you like pissed off at your parents? What happened?
Or did he just give it a shot?
What, the low stuff? Just trying to, like, get a vocal to sound as heavy as, like, the distortion in the guitars. So I just kind of...
Are you trying to match it?
Creating an instrument with your own voice.
Just trying to blend it in so it sounded all real heavy, you know, and good and fun.
Have you ever blown it out? Have you ever lost it?
I've only had trouble where when I don't have enough rest, you know, like when you get up in the morning and you have a frog in your throat and then you try to sing and then you have problems.
And then you don't have any cannabis.
Yeah, if you're in France somewhere in 1997 when they didn't even know what it was.
sounds like my nightmare.
It was a nightmare. There's been many nightmares.
Speaking of cannabis and traveling, I want to hear about this patch that Lord Marco was telling us about.
Oh, no.
What is this patch?
Yeah.
It's like the Nicorette patch or
something. It's kind of like that, yeah. I've tried it a few times. And
you've experimented?
I've experimented. I don't care
for it. Marijuana patch, huh?
Yeah, it's a medicinal patch that's a transdermal
type. Does it work?
It does work. I don't think you should use it all the time, really.
Okay, fair enough.
But it's,
you're like,
it's,
thank you for smoking. We're just going to slap 25 of them on you and see what happens.
Yeah. You know.
You're like, oh, that's a good way to die.
Something will happen. I don't know, but I've...
Something will happen.
Yeah, I try to stay away from anything but just, you know, good flour now.
You're a traditionalist. I like
Fair
that.
Enough.
I'm old school.
He's not like the kids with the dab life.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, but who knows what's in that stuff.
Well, it's
sometimes.
On the way out.
Good point.
State's trying to take it all over.
Yeah, anyway, they will.
Weed talk here on Metal Shop.
Yeah.
If you're just listening in, this is Chris Barnes from 6 Feet Under, Cannibal Corpse, many other awesome projects. We're going to keep talking to him and playing some new 6 Feet Under when we get back. It's Metal Shop on the Rock.
Come back to Metal Shop, 99.9 KISW.
Still in studio with Chris Barnes from 6 Feet Under.
Yeah, we are.
Hey.
And you've been doing this for a long time, man. Like, how many years total on your heavy metal / music career would you call it? Make you think back all the way.
I guess when I first started writing original, like, lyrics and my own kind of being involved in writing original songs with a band, I'd say it was, like, early 87, so... It's been a while.
Yeah, man. Almost 30 years.
Yeah, it's getting there, huh?
28 years, dude.
You've seen
awesome.
You've seen a lot of things change in the metal world, and I want you to kind of tell me a little bit about how you compiled your new record, because I know that you don't have everybody sitting in the same room at the same time all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to harness, like...
It's kind of gone that way now with the way, you know, using the internet and stuff. We use it for... excuse me. For music as well, and just sending files back and forth and working like that as far as recording. So it's mostly done in home studios as far as the basic tracking, and everyone does a great job because we've all been involved in the studio side of things, and it, you know, we're kind of studio geeks,
too. Yeah, you guys are pros.
Yeah, well, no, we've worked with really good pros that we've paid attention to.
I gotcha.
And we've learned little tidbits from them and have been able to use that and stuff. And then we just kind of do things from a distance now instead of everyone in one room, you know, $1,200 an hour.
Yeah,
so.
No kidding.
So you're just kind of like makeshift pros. Just like, we learn from pros, now we'll just kind of,
do it our way. Yeah, it's kind of how this all started anyways. We didn't know how to write music or do anything. We just started doing it.
Fake it till you make it.
That's it, man. It's, you know, you want something done right, you kind of have to do it yourself anyways.
That's always true.
That's it.
Always true.
Yeah. Well, it's not like there was death metal really before you guys, so... There you go.
We were kind of in it when everything was working itself out. So
in on the ground floor.
That's it.
Damn.
Awesome. Well, let's play a new one. Let's play. Let's play Stab.
Hey.
Hey, what's this about?
It's a love song.
Oh, yes. I love you, baby. Here's a song for you. It's called Stab.
This is Chris Barnes in studio here on Metal Shop. Brand new 6 Feet Under. music from 6 Feet Under, Chris Barnes in the studio here on Metal Shop Now.
So gnarly.
Go get the record, Crypt of the Devil. You worked with Mr. Actually, a lot of the dudes from Cannabis Corpse on this record, right?
Yeah, the whole band, really. Yeah, myself and Phil Hall and Josh and Brandon Ellis.
Dude, that's like a perfect fit. Weed and Cannibal Corpse together creates a band.
Cannabis Corpse.
That Chris Barnes would absolutely love.
It's awesome, man.
It's all come full circle.
My favorite part of that story is, I think, when Randy from Lamb of God was filling in and doing some shows with them, Randy told me his stage name for the shows was Chris Bongs. So I was like, damn, man, I wish I would have thought of that years ago. I would have changed my name to that.
Chris Bongs.
It's not too late, man. It's not too late.
It's kind of, anyways, that's what it is.
That's cool. So what is a normal day like for you? When you wake up, like, what's a day like for Chris Barnes?
I get woken up by my little miniature schnauzer, my girlfriend and I, at about 5:45 every morning.
Yes.
And
brutal.
Yeah, so the day starts off like that, and just smoking bud all day long and having a good time, working on music and the next projects and the next tours, and just getting everything in alignment for the next assault.
Right on. Well, what is your preferred intake method? Joints, blunts, pipes, steamrollers, bongs,
all of the above.
What's like number one?
I've absorbed it through my skin. I've vaporized. I've smoked it. I've stayed stoned pretty much for at least years at a time. So. Okay. It all works well for me.
Cool. See, kids, you can pull it off.
They're goals, life goals.
That's awesome. Chris, we're going to play one of my favorite songs from 6 Feet Under before we go, but any final words for the Northwest audience before we let you go? We're gonna force you to stick around and do some brutal poetry later, but
okay.
In terms of
you don't have a choice.
Well, thanks for welcoming me with open arms and packed bongs.
Of course.
Always, my friend. We will always have a bong packed for you, Mr. Chris Barnes.
Yeah.
And you always get greens.
Yeah.
All right. Here it is. 420! From the Vault is up next.
Yeah. This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.